Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Unsolicited Podcast, where I talk about all the things you never asked me to talk about, but I choose to talk about them anyway. One of my friends recently told me that I should be a social expert. Meanwhile, the love of my life broke up with me because of our communication and my communication that sucked so bad. So, there's that. Hello, hello, hello. If you're new here, my name is Robbie. No, hi. Hi, because I don't want to be offending anybody. If you're new here, my name is Robbie Simone, R-O-B-B-I, Salmon, S-A-M-O-N. I have like some type of weird hyphen thingy over the O, I don't know. My mom thought we were like, I don't know, Puerto Rican and Dominican. I don't even want to say she thought, because we definitely are mixed with something, but I just don't know what we're mixed with. Speaking of that, that's why I got Ancestry. And it's on its way. It's coming in 7 to 10 business days. So I'll be looking out for that video. Yeah, so if you don't know, I do make YouTube videos as well. Most of my stuff is comedy based, but all of them have like an underlying meaning or statement. So if you don't know, now you know, ninja. That has been like my go-to song lately. Like, I always can relate something to a song. Shout out to music for always being there for me. So, yeah, if you can't see, I like to rant a lot, and I just like to talk, so just run with the rant here. This is what you signed up for. I say it every episode. I'm gonna say it every episode, so just deal with it. But, yeah. Honestly, this podcast was made for you and me. Me. Oh god, that was so cringy and so gross. But no, it was made for me to like track my memories and my growth, as well as put myself out there. For a while, I've just feared of what people thought of me and the things that I've done in my past, and it's just like, half y'all don't like me anyway, nobody talks to me anyway, so it's just like, who am I really trying to impress? I lost the love of my life. If I lost her, I can lose anybody. Pops collar. Okay, that's not a good thing, but you get what I'm saying. Like, when I lost the love of my life, it took, I don't know, it literally took, like, everything out of me. Like, I felt myself falling into this deep depression, and I didn't think that I was depressed at first. No, that's a fucking lie. I'm sorry, excuse my French, but that is a damn lie, like a beaver damn lie, because honestly, I did not know how to act. I acted like a complete ass, like, from me shaking my ass on the internet. Catch me on Periscope, $20. Just kidding. To me just being ugh, like inside and out. And honestly, there's a lot of people who do some off the chain stuff on the internet. And I know shaking my ass is really not that big of a deal, especially because half of it was all like for shits and giggles and for attention. But it's kind of like, I could have just sat silently minding my fucking business and I could have got her back, you know? Or like, I've always, even to this day, I constantly contemplate, like, what would have happened if. So, there's that. I completely forgot where I was going with this because I started talking about her. And that's another thing. So, I've been, like, really not minding my own business lately, which really fucking sucks. And I don't, it hasn't been as bad because I used to, like, make fake pages just to stalk the girl. Yes. Ew, I'm like licking and kissing the microphone, and I'm pretty sure that this isn't brand new. Shout out to Amazon Prime. No, I'm just joking. I actually did get a brand new one by accident. I meant to get a used one, and then I got a freaking brand new one that came with like Assassin's Creed. Meanwhile, I don't play games like that on the computer because gross. That is definitely a PS4 game. And if you have an Xbox, you fucking suck. If you have a PlayStation 2 or a PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 4 or a GameCube, come holla at your girl, because that's where it's at. No, a real nostalgia vibe is the Wii. Like, Can we honestly just have a moment of silence for the Wii? Like, the Wii was off the chain. We had, like, Guitar Hero. We had DJ Hero. We had Dance Dance Revolution, guys. Dance Dance Revolution. Like, if you had any of these games, message me right now. Right now. What are you waiting for? Pause the podcast and message me. But if I keep the podcast on, listen to me, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, and say, bitch, I had that game. And if we have any of the same song, what's the, oh my god, I used to play Mississippi Queen. That was Guitar Hero. What am I saying? No, fuck Guitar Hero. I had Rock Band. What am I saying? I'm like just lying through my teeth. Speaking of lying through my teeth, that's another thing I did. When I lost the love of my life, I like continuously lied and lied and lied and lied and lied and lied. Like, I lied about lying. Like, who does that, sis? Like, why did you even do that? Did you think you were going to get her back doing that? No. But, I mean, it made me who I am today. Pops call her again. Okay, this is really getting cringy. Should I be serious? This should totally be a bonus episode because nobody's going to be able to take me seriously if I keep talking like this. Fuck it. This is me. Love me. Run with the rant. This is what you signed up for. Boom. Said it again. I don't know where all this energy just came from because I was just so tired. Meanwhile, work today was so stressful. So I work with this lady, and she's an older lady, so I try to, like, respect my elders as much as possible. But this wench was getting on my nerves. Like, I think she has some extraterrestrial issues or some extra room in her head that her brain is just not filling up. And, sis, like, she's just all over the damn place. I honestly think she has, like, ADD. But, like, the highest, like, amount. Like, I don't even know how to word that properly, but, like, when I tell you, like, okay, so here's an example of what happened today. So today we were customer service, and she comes in. First of all, I'm in at 7, the other person was in at 8, and then she was in at 11. Fine, fair enough. No, she was in at 10, I'm sorry, because it was 10 to 5. Sorry, moment of silence because I had to really think about it. Anyway, I just knew that she got there sometime after me and the other person, who genuinely makes me freaking happy and, like, butters me up and cheers me up. Meanwhile, the other one brought me down. Sorry, I think my stomach is eating itself. But anyway, she comes in. I already have my mojo swinging. I opened up the store. Not opened up the store, but, like, I'm the opening cashier. I'm the opening whatever you want to call it. It's 7 o'clock. I'm the only one there. I'm there before the store was even open. So I got the game rolling. I had things set up my way. She comes in, and she starts taking over my stuff, starts touching my stuff, moving my stuff. And I'm just like, dude, stop touching and moving my stuff. And then when she does it, I don't even say anything. Because it's like, you know what? I mean, we're at work. We can, like, spread the workload, whatever. I did a whole bunch this morning. Maybe she's trying to give me a break. Okay, thank you. But then it was just like, okay, you didn't even finish what you were doing. Your register is completely full of clothes, so you can't take anybody, and you're gonna try to use that as an excuse as to why you can't take customers. You work at customer service. You have to work with customers. Don't think that you're gonna come in and clock in and just do all the background music, especially when I clocked in. I specifically told the person that came in after me, hey, I just took a bunch of customers, or I didn't even say that. I was like, that was in my head though. You're really a vocal person. You're really good at the customer service, talking to customers. I will do I'll do all your putbacks, all your returns, ticket, all that background music. When it gets busy, I'll hop on a register. Common sense thing to do. Teamwork makes the dream work. Especially because we do a lot back there. Right? Right. Maybe I'm biased because, you know, she took the job that I wanted to do. Not, like, took the job, but you see what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'm just being childish. Bottom line, I came in first. I called the shot, sis. No. She starts catching an attitude because I told her that she was going to drive me crazy. The thing is, I didn't say it in a mean way. I was just like, girl, you're going to drive me bonkers. And then she makes a comment to the other person, all loud and obnoxiously, like, oh, well, I don't want to drive somebody crazy in here. First of all, say my name. I'm not somebody. My name is Robbie. But I didn't even say that because, shout out to my anger management teacher, class, course. I was just like, Jenny, don't start. Don't start with your stuff because today's not the day and you don't want to mess with me. Granted, is that really, did anger management really help if I said that? Probably not. In my defense, I didn't, the last one where I was supposed to get my certificate, I was late, so she didn't give it to me. So I got to retake the class, but that's another kit and caboodle. We'll talk about that later. None the freaking less, I'm like, Jenny, don't start, Jenny. Don't start with your shit. Not today, devil. I'm having a good day. My friend over here brought me some coffee. She brought me some food. She got me some snacks. It was a good day, okay? Especially because my favorite worker, the best worker that used to work customer service, put in her 2 weeks. So her last day was like, I think like Monday or like the beginning of the week or whatever. By the way, today's Tuesday, so. No, it was last week on like Thursday. Because I didn't work Friday or Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, back to my story. So she starts taking over my job. And like I said, normally I don't say anything, but I really don't like when you make indirect comments, especially when I'm sitting right there. I mean, granted, I do love the fact that she chose to say it in front of me, not once, but twice. But just talk to me. Like, let's communicate, because I'm working on my communication, and I don't have good communication skills as is. So if you're doing childish shit like that, it's just going to lure me to your level, because I'm still working on myself. But I didn't. I mean, I don't know. Comment below. You can't comment below. Comment if I did. Comment how you would handle it. But literally, I just said, don't start with your... I was like, don't start. I'm not the one. Today's not the day. No, I said, you don't want to start with me today. And it's just because I have some extraterrestrial stuff going on. But that was strike one. So we get over that, because I'm just like, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, it's literally, we're fighting over work. Like, we're fighting who's gonna work. Like, come on. This is ridiculous. So I think the second time, it's like I said, I work 12 to 3:30. I was like, I'm getting off at 3:30. Like, I'm leaving at 3:30. First, she makes the comment, well, I wish I could leave on time. Well, I wish I had a car. Then I wouldn't leave on time, because I work 12-hour shifts on a regular basis. I work 40 hours a week. Meanwhile, you get literally 6 hours a week. So please shut your face, is what I wanted to say. But guess what Robbie said? Nothing. Can we get a freaking round of applause? Because that never happens. And I had a mouthful of things to say. But I've been reading a lot of quotes lately that just says that it takes a stronger person not to say anything. And the first time I noticed that I had said something, so the second time I thought if I was quiet, she would just shut up. But it didn't work. So, it gets to like time for my lunch, and Jenny takes her lunch. Lunches are 30 minutes, guys. I know for all those people who work out there, you know. Why did this girl take a 55-minute lunch? So I couldn't even get my 15 because she came back after 3:30. I was so mad. So, Robbie has set boundaries for herself, and she's going to treat people the way she is treated. And I'm going to start ignoring her. I'm going to start being smart with her. That's unnecessary. I'm just going to be very short to the point and work mode only. Like, I used to be in... I'm not going to say I used to be. I am the type of person at work where I'm like goofy, trying to make everybody smile, because we're always getting cussed out by customers because we're the return center. Like, we're getting returns. If it's not an Amazon return, it's a store return. If it's not a store return, it's the online store return. So it's like we already get the crappy end of the stick, plus our workload, and we get paid just as much as the regular people, like the, what do you call it, the regular cashiers, who literally do nothing but have an extra chance to get incentive pay, like an extra dollar on their check. Or really, honestly, they have no limit to how many extra dollars they can get, because when you get somebody to get a credit card with our store, you get an extra dollar, which I don't think is fair. But that's a whole other kit and caboodle, and I'm going to be a positive Polly throughout this rest of this podcast, because I just talked about the negative, so let's get to the positive. I took a deep, I sighed, I looked up. Okay, so just picture this, guys. So I was looking up, being dramatic and sighing, and then I went to talk again, put my mouth down, and I ate the microphone. My top lip was all over it. So if anybody ever comes over to do a collab, I licked the microphone. Don't put your mouth on it. Just saying. But besides that, my day was great because, like I said, the other coworker that came in before the other lady that I accidentally announced her name that I just realized, she didn't buy me anything. She made me coffee as soon as she came in because she knew she came in 2 hours after me and my coffee was guzzled. She brought me breakfast, some dry cereal because we can't really eat at the register, obviously. She let me do my background music when I was there because she's more of a, I hate to do the extra stuff type person, so we're literally a perfect pod pair, whatever. And she even brought me lunch that I didn't get to eat until after I clocked out. Bro, if you're listening to this right now, you are the freaking best, and I love you. And I cherish you, and you make me smile, even when I'm in the worst moods. And that's literally a fact. So, that part goes out to her. Okay. I don't know. That just really rubbed me the wrong way, and I had to get that out, because, you know, you're all got no friends, so had to just be a little vocal about my day, because that shit is just irritating as hello. So, what are you guys up to? How are you guys doing? Oh, that's cool. So, I came in after that, and, well, honestly, after that, I went to the mall. I got me a smoothie bowl. Paid a bill, a school bill, so that way I'm ahead of the game before I actually start school, because they're gonna start cutting my hours because I gotta go to school 3 days out of the fucking week. Oh, my chicken nuggets are cold. Sorry, a little ASMR for you. But yeah, there's that. But honestly, other than that, it's been a really good day. And even with that happening, that person doesn't mean enough to me to get under my skin. But even if she did, I'm trying to teach myself not to let things get under my skin anymore. I usually just try to remember. It's really hard to do it one spot. But either pop myself with a rubber band. Shout out to my ex because she taught me how to do that. Or do that thing I just did where I just take a deep breath. But normally I just take a deep breath, hold my breath, and then count to three so I can really notice what's happening in the moment. And honestly, it's been working. It's just at work, we're already overwhelmed because customers are out of the door, and customers are cussing at us all day, telling us how dumb we are. We get treated like trailer park trash. Sorry to anybody who lives in trailer park. That I didn't mean I didn't mean anything by that, but that's just a saying that we say out here. But whatever. And honestly, I've always wanted to live in a trailer, so I don't know, that's weird. It's Speaking of always wanting to, I've always wanted to live in a trailer. I've always wanted to own a bus or RV. I don't know if it was like MTV Cribs or like, I don't know what it was, but I saw Will Smith had like an RV that he could like live on and travel. And ever since then, I'm like chewing and breathing all in this microphone. I've wanted to travel the world, like, vehicularly. Is that the right way to say that? And square, I've always wanted to live in an RV, like have a moving home. So like before that girl went viral with the snake about her like tiny van home or whatever. Excuse me. I've been Bensis. There's been so many ideas that like have blown up that I've been wanting to do. I get so mad and frustrated with myself. So fucking freaking irritating. But it's like, Robbie, get your shit together and then maybe you could freaking do it. But you know me, just lollygagging around. But are you guys ready for the holidays? Cause I'm fucking not. I saw this cute Minnie Mouse vanity, and I want to get it for my little sister. Should I vlog for Christmas? Last year, I did a little like Christmas video, and it was so cute, and everybody loved it. But I'm kind of debating whether I want to this year. Because, like, what if I get a camera for Christmas and I, like, vlog on my phone? Like, my phone is so bad, guys. I know I'm not going to get a new phone before Christmas. So it's, like, kind of what is the point? I've been, like, so uninspired lately because my phone's so damaged. Can we just take a minute to just really cry for my phone? Like, my phone, my freaking camera's cracked. Like, of all the things that could happen to my phone, my screen has been cracked. I fixed it for $170. This hasn't been recent, but it still matters, okay? My phone is chipped on all angles of the phone. I mean, it works perfectly fine. The storage is, like, I probably have way too much going on it. But sis, my camera is cracked. I can't even record a video. I mean, granted, I can like get close-up shots and it looks kind of semi like the regular phone pictures, not the high-tech, high-quality ones. But like, don't let me try to take a picture from far away. It looks like there is fog every season. I'm over it. Like, over it. Like, build a bridge, get over it, build another bridge on top of that, get over that one, and then build three more bridges and just pew, pew, pew. Because I'm just like, oh. Fuck that, I'm jumping off the bridge, I'm under it. Like, I don't know if you heard that, but I farted. Actually, I don't even know if I farted or if that was my stomach, because it was like so low in my butt. Sorry, you didn't want to hear that. Look, you gotta run with the rant here, because this is what you signed up for. I know, I said it again. Comment how many times I said, this is what you signed up for on this episode, and I will send you $5 to your Cash App. Promise. So, this has been an unsolicited conversation. A little bonus conversation for you, because I didn't really plan this talk. I kind of just really just ran with it and went from topic to topic to topic to topic. Only because the beginning topic that I started with, I didn't want to finish with it. Because it gets me emotional. But, yeah. I love you guys so, so much. Follow me on my Instagram at Robbie Samone. RobbieSamon. I should probably start saying Robbie Salmon, because that's how my mom spelled it. Wait, can we talk about the ancestry? You know what? We'll save that for another time. But be looking out for that video, because I don't know when I'm posting this one, but that's going to be my next video. Over and out. Well, I'm supposed to say love, peace, and hair grease for herself. Love, peace, and hair grease.